2020 challenges the warmest year on record again. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner here with ClimateCast. Just how far out of balance is Earth's climate system? When the numbers are in, 2020 is likely the first or second warmest year on record globally. And that makes the past 7 years the seven warmest years on record. It's an unprecedented run of warmth in the global surface temperature record dating back to 1880. Penn State University professor Michael Mann has spent a career tracking climate trends. Hi, Michael. Welcome back to ClimateCast.
Thanks. It's good to be with you, Paul.
Let's start with 2020. Where does it look like global temperatures will finish?
There's a good chance that 2020 will be the warmest year on record. That's particularly surprising given it's a La Nina year. We have a La Nina event in the tropical Pacific. That tends to cool global temperatures a bit.
Michael, in a balanced climate system, we would expect a mix of warmer and colder than average years. How far out of balance is Earth's climate system to have the past 7 years be the seven warmest on record?
Yeah, well, it's way out of balance. And in fact, a few years ago, we estimated the likelihood that we would see these sort of streaks from chance alone in the absence of human-caused warming. And that probability is tiny. One in 10,000 in one of our estimates. As one article, an article in Discover magazine summarizing our findings stated that the chances are a snowball's chance in hell, basically, is how likely we would see that from natural factors alone. It's only when we include the human factor of increasing greenhouse gas concentrations in the models that we are able to reproduce these stretches of record warm temperatures that we're seeing.
We saw what you might call one benefit from the pandemic this year. It looks like global greenhouse gas emissions are down about 7%. But I noticed the atmospheric CO2 levels aren't budging, Michael. What does that tell us about how much we need to lower emissions to get an atmospheric response in CO2 levels?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like a bathtub. And, you know, if we turn the faucet down, but it's still on and the drain is closed, the water level won't stop rising until we turn the knob all the way off. And that's essentially what we have to do when it comes to the climate crisis. We need to turn down that knob and reach what we call net zero, no net carbon emissions into the atmosphere within a few decades. And we need to bring carbon emissions down by roughly a factor of two within the next decade if we're to stay on that path where we keep warming below truly catastrophic levels, more than a degree and a half Celsius or roughly 3 degrees Fahrenheit.
We all saw so many changes in 2020. I mean, many of us worked from home and discovered that we can actually do our jobs from home pretty well. What can we take away from 2020 when it comes to reducing our emissions in the near future?
You know, if there's a silver lining in the pandemic, and it's an awful tragedy, but sometimes out of tragedy can come opportunity. And I think the pandemic has given us an opportunity to see that there is agency, that we can make changes in our, you know, lifestyles that help out when it comes to the climate crisis. That's the good news. The bad news is that that alone isn't enough. The massive lockdown policies, social distancing, is only going to buy us, as you said, maybe 7% reduction in carbon emissions this year. And we need to repeat that for the next 10 years, another 7% even lower next year, 7% even lower than that in the following year for the next 10 years. And so what that tells us is that we need systemic change.
Michael Mann with Penn State University, thanks so much for your perspective.
Thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.